What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled The Worst Time You Can Ever Get Into a Relationship With When It Comes to a Woman. Now, when I talk about time, I'm talking about her phase in life. I'm not talking about, you know, the current time in history, even though this video is about this current time in history, 2023 or 2022, going into 2023. The worst time, okay, for you guys to get into a relationship with a woman is when she is going through a phase of her life. Now, let me explain. When I was at the Beta Male Cafe the other day, as I was working on MGTOW TV, so here I am working on my computers, and these two gals, they're friends, they're talking. This one girl, she got herself, she's trying to get into a relationship with the man. She's calling him the one, she's blowing up his phone, she's chasing after him, you know, she's telling her girlfriend about how she's trying to get with him and stuff like that. And this girl was 27 years old, okay? Now, as we in the MGTOW community know, in the Red Pill manosphere as a whole, 27 is about that epiphany stage that Rollo Tomasi talks about. You see, guys, the epiphany stage is pretty much when the woman gets thrown off the cock carousel, and now she's desperate to find a man, okay? This epiphany stage, okay? This stage where a woman is about to hit the wall is the worst period for you as a man to get with a woman because she's desperate, okay? You guys need to understand that. You need to understand what's going through the mind of a woman who is desperate, okay? You see, every woman, up until she hits the wall, has that period of her life where Chad and Tyrone are calling her, guys are flying her out, she's getting wined and dined because she's young and hot. And now when her phone is not getting blown up anymore by Chad and Tyrone, guys are like, yeah, nah, I'm not gonna take you out to Red Lobster, just come over to my place. No? Okay, I'll just go to the next hot young thing. So when a woman hits that period in her life, okay, she's still hot enough to get a guy, but at the same time, she knows that she will never ever get that caliber of man ever again if she doesn't act now. This is what makes women who have hit the epiphany phase so damn dangerous, because they know if they don't act right now and lock down that high quality man, they will never ever get that chance again. Now, as you guys know, I was married to an Egyptian girl. She was 25 going on to 26. Now, as you all know by now, you know, she was a hijabi. She did the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, But the reality of the matter is, she had a body count that most white women would be actually ashamed of. So when she got thrown off the cock carousel, you know, she's not getting flown out first class to Dubai anymore, and she saw me being the owner of a restaurant in a high-class part of the city, she was like, this guy is gonna be my ticket out of Egypt. This guy is gonna give me that lavish lifestyle I've had when guys in Dubai were calling me out, taking me out, and doing all that things. Now, under no circumstance did I give this whole chabby, the idea that I was a beta male simp. Because I was looking back at the relationship. As you guys know, from the time I met the whole chabby until we were divorced and never seen or talked to each other again, that period was about half a year, okay? We met pretty much, we met like middle end of September. We were married end of December. By February, we were divorced. So our entire life together was, let's say, October, November, December, January, February. Yeah, our entire existence together was less than half a year before we were divorced, and we were only together as husband and wife for well under a month before I hopped on a plane, came back to America, served her divorce papers. So I was looking back, asking myself, when did I give this girl the idea that I was some sort of blue pill simp? Now, when I married the whole guys, I was red pilled at that time. So I knew female nature. And this is just a warning to all of you Middle Eastern guys out there, you Muslim guys or religious guys who believe you can go back to the old country, get yourself a high quality woman. You're fooling yourself, okay guys? Unless you're willing to get a woman who's like 4 or less, trust and believe she's gonna be a hojabi of some sorts, okay? So all you guys out there who think you're gonna go back to Egypt, you're gonna go back to Pakistan, you're gonna find that good girl, yeah, unless she's 4 or below, she's gonna be a hojabi in one way or another. So like I said guys, I was red pilled at the time. In fact, I was a you could call me a student of Mr. Yo homie, yo, I'm alpha. Now just to be absolutely clear guys, I never paid yo homie yo a cent. I do not blame him for getting with the hojabi. It's just that I used his tactics of, you know, not validating a woman, shit like that, which got me with the hojabi, because she was like, oh, this guy has to be high value, let me get with this guy. Now the problem here guys, and again this has nothing to do with yo homie yo, other than his tactics only work on low quality women and gold diggers, is that she was desperate. She was desperate to get with a guy like me who's rich, a guy like me who is American. Now, I'm not rich, okay, guys? Don't get it twisted, okay? My parents are well-to-do, but unlike some people, I don't mooch off of my parents, okay? So, in her brain, she's like, jackpot, okay, line of MGTOW here on MGTOW TV says, if you are high value, like Kevin Samuel always tells you guys, he always tells you become high value. All a high value male means is that you got a freaking big ass target on your back. So as far as the ex was concerned, I was the mark. So even though I wasn't weak, I wasn't pathetic, I wasn't a simp, I wasn't a beta male, out of her desperation to get her hands on somebody before her SMV plummets, you guys need to understand, man, these women who have that epiphany stage where they pretty much about ready to hit the wall, this is like a person who slept and, you know, instead of like falling down, they're gonna grab onto you. Or like a swimmer who's gonna drown and they end up grabbing onto you and obviously taking you down with them. This is why they tell you, if you're a lifeguard, or even if you're not a lifeguard, okay, if you're trying to rescue somebody who's drowning and then they're like try to hold on you and they try to take you down with them, just leave them, okay? I remember, man, I was on I was out with a group of friends, and one of their younger brothers, you know, he slipped on a banana peel, and he grabbed onto me. It's, you know, people always know when I'm doing a video. It's amazing. They always call me when I'm on a video. It's amazing, man. It's like you have 24 hours in a day, and then you decide to call me. It's amazing, guys, you know. People have 24 hours in a day, and it's like the minute I start doing a video, especially when I'm already into the video where I cannot, you know, delete the video and start all over again, they have to call. It's like people know Amr is on a video. You know, I don't get a lot of calls, guys. Just to let you know, guys, I might get one or two calls a day, and those one or two calls, it's always when I'm making a video. That's just how it always is. Anyway, guys, going back to what I was saying. So I was out with a group of friends, and we were on a boat, and the boat was rocking, and this friend, you know, one of his younger brothers, he slid, and he wasn't gonna fall off the boat or anything, you know. He was gonna fall onto the deck, so he decided to grab onto me and ended up ripping one of my favorite shirts. But yeah, this is the mentality of women who are about to hit the wall, is that they are desperate to grab onto anybody around them, no matter what the consequences for that somebody is. So I want you guys out there to understand, okay? Women who are going through that epiphany phase, and that epiphany phase for a woman when she's about to hit the wall could be anywhere from like 25 to 27, 28, depending on how she takes care of herself and how in demand she is. Now, obviously, for the ex being a prostitute, you know, she's gonna hit that epiphany phase earlier than a normal girl who's hot in a small town like where we are. So in a small town where we are, you know, this girl who's 27 years old, she realized that the guy that she wants to hook her claws into, she's never ever gonna get that chance again with another guy of that same value. So she's desperate to reel in this guy, but the reality of the matter is she does not give a fuck about this guy at all. All she cares about is getting that high quality man or high value man like Kevin Samuels is, and to hell about the guy himself. You see, you guys need to understand that I cannot stress this enough, man. A lot of guys actually wait for the epiphany stage. A lot of guys are like, yes, once she hits the wall, she's definitely gonna pick me. Guys, that's the worst period for you to get with a woman. I know so many Muslim women who a guy wanted them when they were like in their early 20s, but the girls didn't want him. But then they couldn't lock down that high-value man that they always wanted. So once they hit that epiphany phase, pretty much meaning they've hit the wall around 27, 28 years old, they're like, okay, I'm going to go with this guy that I've been rejecting for the past 10 years. And the guy is like, ka-shing, I won. It's like, no, bro. No. She hates you. She hates you because, as far as she's concerned, she's settling for you. So, this is why, with the ex, she, in a way, she actually despised me, even though the bitch was chasing after me, blowing up my phone, sucking my dick, making me French toast, like C. Boogie always says. Deep down, my ex resented me, and thanks to the red pill, guys, thanks to MGTOW in particular, I was like, hey man, this girl fucking resents you for whatever reason she resents you, things will only get worse if you remain with her. So like I told you guys, I just booked a plane ticket to America, and I'm like, hey babe, I gotta go back to America, okay? When I came back to America, I served her divorce papers, and that was the end of that, you know. We don't talk, we don't see each other, we don't have anything to do with each other. And a lot of you guys ask me, Amr, after you divorced the hoe, do you guys, like, talk or, you know, follow each other online? It's like, no, man, we don't, because the bitch was desperate to get her claws into a high-value man. It could have been me, it could have been somebody else, it could have been you, as long as you were an American citizen and, you know, you had money or you came from money, as in my case, that's all she cared about. She doesn't give a flying fuck about who you are. So you guys out there, especially you Indian guys out there, because I know you Indian guys are desperate, you guys out there who are hoping that the bitch between the age of 25 to 28 marries you because, you know, she had the epiphany stage, no, that's not a win for you guys, okay? That's a big, big L that's gonna end up destroying you. Either she's gonna cheat on you, either she's gonna divorce rape you, either she's gonna make your life a living hell, because that woman resents you. You guys need, like Coach Red Pill said, do not get with a woman over the age of 25. I mean, you look at freaking Leonardo DiCaprio. Once a woman hits the age of 23, he dumps him. I think now Leonardo DiCaprio dumps women when they hit the age of like 25. But what does that tell you guys, okay? If you really were a high quality, hot woman, you would have locked down the man of your dream well before the age of 25. So, if a woman didn't lock down that high value man by the age of 25, guess what? Whoever she gets with later on, she's going to be settling for that person, you know? And because she's settling for you out of her desperation, she is going to hate you, she is going to resent you, no matter what, okay? So this is kind of like one of the drawbacks of hot woman. You know, my ex, by Egyptian standards, she was hot. By American standards, you know, she wasn't all that hot. I mean, she was tall, she was skinny, straight hair, light skin, you know, obviously my type, that's why I married her. But nevertheless, because she could not lock down that high-value man or high-quality man that she always wanted, by the time she hit the wall and came to me, it was out of pure desperation. So no matter how much of an alpha male, big dick, fuck the whole universe I am, she doesn't care about that because she's desperate before she doesn't get any other man after the wall. So I want you guys out there to understand something very important, okay? If you're trying to get with a woman who is like a 6 or above, an adjustable 7, okay? If you want to get with an adjustable 7 by the age of 25 to 28, That is the worst time period, worst situation for you to be in with that woman, because she could not lock down that high value man, that guy who made her pussy wet. She could not lock him down, and out of her desperation, because she knows that every day after hitting the wall, she's not, her value goes down and she'll never ever have this opportunity again, she's gonna go with you. This is why a lot of guys are like, I don't get it. I'm decent looking, you know, I have a good personality, I'm not some simp, I'm not some soy boy, but yet the bitch cheats on me, she mistreats me. It's like, yeah, bro. She's hot. She didn't get the guy of her dreams before she hit the wall, and out of her desperation, she got you. That's it, you know? So you guys have to understand that Women were created by God to pair up with a man as early as possible, okay? All these women out there, man, who work, you know, you're one of two things, okay? You guys need to understand real motherfucking talk, okay? This is a realist talk, one of the realest talks you guys gonna understand, okay? If you are a hot woman, meaning that you're a dime piece, you're an 8 or above, and you don't get that guy by the age of 25, she's better off being a prostitute than being a wife, okay? If you are a homely-looking woman, you are better off being, and you don't lock down that high-quality man by the age of 25, okay? You are better off being a career woman because you will never ever get that high-quality man you want to take care of you if you are homely looking after the wall. So again, if you are a hot woman and you hit the wall, aka the epiphany stage, just be a prostitute because you're never ever gonna get that high quality man that you really want. If you are a career, if you are not a hot woman, especially if you're homely looking and you don't get that high quality man that you want after you hit your epiphany stage, you're better off being a career woman, because the guy that you're gonna get with, you're not gonna respect him, you're gonna resent him. In the back of your mind, you're always gonna be like, I'm better off being alone than being with this guy. At least I get some male attention, and every now and then, you know, a guy might take me out, buy me a drink of alcohol or whatever. So for you guys out there, understand, if the bitch is over the age of 25, she hasn't locked you down yet or another man down yet, trust and believe whoever comes after the epiphany stage. Again, like Coach Red Pill said, if she's 25 and over, especially if she's hot, and she's over the age of 25, then she's gonna resent you, okay? Because she didn't get that hot guy that she wanted, okay? If she's homely looking and she's 27, 28, she might stay with you guys, don't get me wrong, but she's not gonna respect you, okay? And she's always gonna make your life a living hell. Because, see, you guys need to understand something about unattractive women or women who are not hot. Women are fucking black-pilled, okay? Women have been black-pilled ever since they were probably 7-8 years old, okay? You see, when a girl, you know, she's fucking 7-9 years old, and she sees her friend getting all the attention and she's not, that's all she needs to know to realize that, hey, guys don't find me attractive. And from that point on, you know, ever since a girl is like 7-8 years old, okay, she's gonna go down into one or two categories. Either she's gonna go down as a sharmuta, or she's gonna go down as a man-hating feminist. Let me say that one more time, okay, guys? Nowadays, ever since a girl is like 8-9 years old, she's either gonna go down as a dirty, dirty sharmuta, or she's going to go down as a fucking man-hating feminist, all depending on does she get male attention or not. And let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? I was in Meisner Park today. You know, we have a condo in Boca Raton. I was there because the guy had to repair the air condition. So while he was working on the air condition, I went to Meisner Park, Starbucks over there, like I normally do. Now, Meisner Park is in Boca Raton. Boca Raton is where all the rich people are, okay? I'm at that Starbucks in Meisner Park, and the amount of young girls walking into Starbucks, they're next to fucking naked, dude. I mean, these young girls nowadays, I mean, they're wearing clothing that are so tight, you can see their pussy crack, okay? You can see their nipples. And some of these girls, man, they're not even wearing underwear. They're not even wearing bras anymore, okay? See, this is what happens when a girl realizes, you know, when she's 8-9 years old that she's fucking hot. What she does is that, oh shit, I'm hot, I'm getting male attention. Let me become a dirty, dirty sharmuta. So when I'm like, you know, when I'm like 18, I can get that guy who has $1 billion and flies around in a private jet and drives a Lambo, okay? So, of course, the women out there who are homely looking, they're gonna be jealous. What do I always tell you guys, okay? I always tell you that, you know, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. He tells you guys you can't rush the slut. I always tell you guys that you cannot hold back the sharmuta. Every girl wants to go her, every woman out there, she wants to go through her whole phase, guys. Even if she's like a 4 or below, she wants to go through her whole phase. I was listening to a video today on MGTOW TV. I forgot who was the author of that video. But this guy went out with a girl on a Tinder date, and this girl was like 150, 200 pounds fatter than in her pictures. And the guy was like, hey, listen, this is not a good fit. And the girl threatened to call the police on him, and she actually called the police on him. And, you know, luckily, because the guy had all the messages on Tinder and shit like that, he was able to show the police that, hey, this is just some girl. I just met her right now. I met her off of Tinder. Here are all the messages. And the police was like, hey, bitch, leave this guy the fuck alone, you know? So this just goes to show you guys. When a woman realizes that she is not attractive to men, that's when she becomes very, very dangerous, because she wants men to love her. She wants men to pay for that pussy, to simp for that pussy. You see, I don't care what feminists say. See, you know, guys always say MGTOWs are really MISTOWs, men send their own way. Okay, for some people in MGTOW, MISTOW might be really true, okay? I'm not gonna lie. But when it comes to feminist, for feminist woman, 100%, if you are a feminist woman, if you identify as a feminist woman, 100% you are a waste tow. Woman sent their own way. Okay, I want you guys out there to understand, man. If a woman ever identifies as a feminist, she is a waste tow. She is a woman sent her own way. Okay, this is a woman that guys do not want. Yeah, sure, low quality men like Bitch Bell and Yogi Obes, they'll fuck around with a low value woman, but guys like you and me, hell no. What am I gonna do with a fucking 300-400 pound woman who makes King Kong look good, for God's sakes? Or, you know, some of these women out there, man, they're so fucking obese and ugly that an orangutan actually seems sexier than most of these so-called feminist women. That's just really sad if you think about it. But this just goes to show you guys, okay? When a woman is not hot like a feminist, that's when they're dangerous. And a woman who is even a little bit more dangerous than that is when a hot woman loses the ability to get the same level of male simping, male attraction. She even becomes more dangerous, not to every guy out there, but to the guy who is dumb enough to wife her up. This is why I left the wife. You know, a lot of people out there, man, they were telling me, Amr, you can make this relationship with her work. You only been with her for a month. It's like, no, man. She married me because she was desperate. You know, the guys who were flying her out to Dubai were no longer calling her up. You know, the Egyptian version of Chad and Tyrone, they no longer were like, hey, baby, let me come over or you come over. So she got desperate. She got with me. I was her consolation prize. And I'm like, fuck that shit, man. I don't need this shit. You know, that's why I left her. Even though, again, we were only married together for a month. So you guys out there need to understand that there are two types of women out there, man. There's the Sharmuta and there's the Ghairana of the Sharmuta. That was in Arabic. Let me say it in English. The two types of women you guys have out there is the Sharmuta and the woman who is jealous of the Sharmuta. And the MGTOW community, guys, we say that the young women are hated the most by old thoughts, okay? This is why you get, you know, a woman like fucking, what's her name? What's that white girl who's like a right-wing conservative, but in reality she's a lefty liberal? God damn, I forgot her name. Was it Tony something? Damn it! I forgot her name. I actually did a video about her. In fact, several guys did a video about her. She is a conservative right-wing news analyst over at Fox News. She's blonde. Everybody watching this knows who the fuck I'm talking about. I just forgot her motherfucking name. But she's the one who made that video on Facebook a couple of years ago when she hit 27, 28 years old, talking shit about Tatiana's. It's like, yeah, Tatiana is fucking 18, 19. She's tight. Her pussy smells good. Her breasts are perky. Hell yeah, we want her. We don't want fucking 27, 28 used up thoughts, okay? So you guys out there need to understand, man. You have the Sharmuta and the Ghairana of the Sharmuta. And the woman who is jealous of the Sharmuta, those are the most dangerous woman out there. You know, the feminist, they're not going to get married. They know that because guys wouldn't even look at them. Those are the women who'd file false rape allegations against guys who didn't even know, you know. There's this girl, I think she was in Australia. Again, this is a video I saw on MGTOW TV the other day. Some girl, I think she was like in Australia, she filed 10 false rape allegations against random guys. And she actually finally got, charged by the government after like claiming 10 false rape allegations. And the girl who was claiming the false rape allegations, she's fugly. She's like overweight, crazy eyes. You know, no sane guy would want her, you know. Some guy might go out with her because they don't know any better. They don't know about crazy eyes and shit like that. But, you know, when I was driving cab, man, I'm telling you, man, there are women out there who have guys, if a woman has crazy eyes, stay the fuck away from her. Especially here in the West, man. Because here in the West, woman with crazy eyes, yeah, sure, the sex might be the best, but she can always come back after you, false rape, shit like that, okay? Moving forward, guys, in all honesty, you guys know I'm not a big fan of pay-to-play, but I really think that pay-to-play in one form or another really is going to be the future moving forward, okay? A lot of women out there, man, they're just way too damaged, way too toxic. I think the best solution would be WSTOW, women sent their own way. That would be the best solution, and therefore you as a man, assuming the bitch is hot, you just, hey, let me fuck you, here's a couple of dollars, get the fuck out of my house, you know. That really would be the best solution. However, here in America, again, because of the gynocentric laws, that's too dangerous, you know. This is why I'm a big fan of Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen. As you guys know, I went down to Cancun, rented a car, drove to Playa del Carmen, rented a real nice Airbnb for $70 right there on Fifth Avenue, you know, at 10, 11 o'clock at night on a fucking Tuesday or Wednesday it was. I think it was a Tuesday. I just went down Fifth Avenue. I went to up to the hottest prostitute there. I took her home for $100. Yeah, sure, the sex was lackluster. But then again, you know, I'm not a big fan of pay to play, so that kind of like had a little bit of weight on me because I was doing pay to play. But again, I was doing it for you guys, so you guys out there can understand that, hey man, if you have like $100 in your pocket, you're not a fucking incel. That's number one. Number two, to me, pay to play is kind of like a defeat. But after getting to learn more and more and more and more about women, guys, I'm really thinking that pay to play in one form or another is probably gonna be the future for us. And I'll be making more videos on pay to play and how that is pretty much gonna be the future moving forward for the vast majority of men out there, especially if you don't want any trouble with women. Because I have to admit, man, even though the sex with that bitch was lackluster, I have to admit, man, when the 40 minutes was up, she just walked out of my Airbnb, and that was the end of that, man. That was the end of that relationship. And even though, you know, when I go to Fifth Avenue and I walk around Fifth Avenue, I see her, she sees me. Hey, I don't have to talk to her. She doesn't have to talk to me. She doesn't say, hey, man, you owe me money, man. No. In a way, guys, I really hate to say this. In a way, pay to play was kind of empowering and liberating. It was empowering because you can go up to the hottest woman, a woman that you will never ever get under normal circumstances. And at the same time, it was liberating because you know very well that if she's not interested in you, simply shrug your shoulders, move on to the other girl, you know. And even if you take her home with you, the second she walks out the door, that's it. You don't even have to talk to her. You don't have to see her. You don't have to worry about her, you know, calling you up like, hey, you owe me money or anything like that. So I really hate to say it, guys, but pay to play was really empowering and liberating. So moving forward, guys, I'm probably gonna do a little bit more research on pay to play because I think that's gonna be the future, guys. I think that's gonna be the future in one form or another. A lot of women out there, guys, a lot of women out there are fucking damaged, you know. They're damaged, they're fucking you know, a woman is either toxic or damaged or perhaps a little bit of both. The young woman out there, you know, the woman out there are like fucking 18, 19, and they're fucking hot. You know, they can get any man they want. They're just gonna play games, man. These women, because they're hot and they know they're hot, they're just gonna fucking play games until they're fucking too old to get the men they want, and then they're gonna become fucking damaged and just hateful bitches. Women who are not hot enough to get a guy, they just become deranged feminists, and they just, you know, file false rape allegations against random guys. That way they can feel good about themselves. Like, oh yeah, he raped me. How did he rape you, honey? He went out with me on a date. That's how he raped me. Since when is going out with you on a date raping you? Guys, a lot of women out there, guys, especially right now with prices going up, a lot of women out there, you guys need to be very careful. A lot of women out there are mentally gonna lose it. You know, a lot of women out there, man, they're still living in La La Land, they're still living in Disneyland. You're not gonna live in La La Land anymore when gas is $20 a gallon. You're not gonna live in La La Land anymore when a pound of chicken is $15, okay? You're not gonna live in La La Land anymore when you can't afford to heat up your home, okay? So a lot of these toxic, damaged women out there, they're gonna lose it, okay? Pay to play is really gonna be the only option, and the reason behind it is that this will keep women, you know, with some food in their belly, maybe some gas in their car, their home might be heated up. You know, here in Florida, you never ever have to worry about freezing to death, believe it or not. But but moving forward, guys, pay to play is probably gonna be the only viable and, quite frankly, the only healthy solution as a male you will have, simply because so many women out there are just way too toxic, way too damaged. And you guys have to keep in mind, man, as a man right now, you need to be nimble. You know, if Biden does something stupid and says, oh, you have to take this Camerona vaccine or I'm gonna kill you, you need to be in fucking Cancun T-5 hours. You have to be out of the country. So you guys out there, you know, when it comes to women nowadays, rent them, you know, like you know, the Filipino guy John on MGTOW TV says, you only get to love the woman for the time you have allotted with her. So if you rented the bitch for half an hour, you get to love her for 30 minutes. Once minute 31 comes up, you even forget that this girl existed. This is what you guys out there gotta understand moving forward, okay? Relationships with women right now are a no-go, okay? If you do not already have a relationship with a woman, if you are not already married with kids with a decent woman by now, forget about it. It's not gonna happen, okay? So yeah, guys, that's my video for you guys. The most dangerous period for you to get with a woman, guys, is between 25 to 28, when they know that, hey, I still have it, but this will be the last time I can get that high value, high quality man. So let me lock down any man that comes my way who I think is high value, high quality, because I'm desperate. You guys out there, especially you Muslim guys out there, you simps, you blue pillars, again, a lot of you guys out there, you are actually hoping to be that consolation guy. Because again, so many Muslim guys, I personally knew, they were rejected by the bitch when she was young, hot, and tight. And now she hit the wall, and the guys that she really wanted no longer care about her at all. She now settles for these guys who've been chasing after her for 5-10 years. And the guy is like, yes, yes. It's like, no, bro, you have no idea how much this bitch hates you and resents you because she had to settle for you out of desperation. You guys out there watching this, okay, between the ages of 25 and 28, if all of a sudden a girl comes strong onto you, like, oh my God, Allah put us together, oh my God, she loves bombs you, shit like that, trust and believe, she's doing it out of desperation. Let me say that one more time, because a lot of you guys out there need to fucking understand this. A girl between the ages of 25 and 28, if she's love bombing you, it's because out of desperation, because she knows she hit the wall, or she's about to hit the wall, and she will never ever have this chance to get a high value guy. So out of desperation, she's going after you. This is why you guys out there need to stay away from desperate women. And again, if she's like, oh, I love you. Oh, you're the one. It's like God made you for me. Retarded shit like that. You know, a lot of guys out there will swallow that. You know, even I myself swallowed that shit. You know, this is why I'm making this video, because I got duped about the hijab, you know, and she was like, oh my God, it's like Allah put us together, shit like that. But looking back at it, yeah, the bitch was fucking desperate because she got thrown off the cock carousel, and the type of men that she really wanted, she's no longer having access to them, and I was the best of the worst she can do, so that's why she got with me. So a lot of you guys out there, you need to fucking understand, man, if a woman between the ages of 25 and 28, 29, she starts love bombing you, it's not because, you know, your hard work has finally paid off. It's not because you got some pointers from some guy on the internet who tells you to walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. It's not because you fucking did the work or anything like that. It's simply because she's desperate and she may never ever get the chance to get her hands on another high value man. Therefore, she wants to sucker you in. Guys, you need to understand, man, when a woman is desperate, she needs a fucking sucker. Let me say that one more time. When a woman is fucking desperate, she needs a fucking sucker. Okay? That's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.